Hi, my name is Patty Farmer, and I am so excited to be here. I'm with Marketing, Media, and Money, and I'm a marketing and media strategist, and I'm a guest today on the Inspiring Show.
Welcome to the Inspiring Show with Paul and Jennifer Hensel, featuring inspiring interviews with thought leaders, storytellers, entrepreneurs, influencers, and legacy builders just like you. Learn from experts about finding your voice, mastering your mindset, and creating movements with your message. Tap into timeless wisdom and today's top strategies for transcending to new levels of success, happiness, and joy.
Hi, everyone. Jennifer Hensel here. Welcome to the Inspiring Show. And we have a very inspiring woman with us today. Patty Farmer is our guest. And Patty Farmer is an award-winning marketing and media specialist, international speaker, podcast host, magazine publisher, and event producer. She works with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and speakers to attract and convert their ideal clients so they can make an impact in the world and bigger deposits in their bank account. Patty believes we all have a message, and her mission is to help people master their marketing, leverage the media, and monetize their business in a way that creates transformation for both them and their clients, all while designing a lifestyle they want to live. And I can tell you, I've seen Patty do this firsthand for years. We've been friends online, and we've been supporting each other, and I just adore her. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Patty Farmer. Patty, I'm so excited to have you with me today. We have been supporting each other for years, and I am such a big fan of yours, as you know. And so I'm thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to be here. This is just wonderful. I love your show so much, and I find it very inspiring. So it's named very, very well. So I'm glad to be here.
Great. Well, I know your story, and I know you've had so much success over the last 20 years, and I'm just wondering if you can share with our audience what got you to that point. What led you there?
So what led me here in the beginning, like, you never know when those aha moments are going to be, right? But in 2008 was the biggest one for me. My husband came home one day and said, you know, how do you feel about moving to Dallas? And we lived in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, I had a marketing company and a mortgage company. We all know what happened in 2008, right? So that was like a big thing. So we moved to Dallas. And as soon as we got here, that very first day, as I was sitting in our new place waiting for the furniture to be delivered, I literally had kind of like a Patty pity party, like, you know, sometimes we do, right? And I sat there and I thought, oh my goodness, here I am in a town, you know, a metroplex, literally, that I didn't know one single person. And I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I just sold my company and here I am. And what am I going to do? And as I was feeling sorry for myself, I thought to myself, Patty, put your big girl panties on, because the reality is that you're not in a B2B business or a B2C business. You're in the P2P business, people to people. And so this isn't like, oh, poor me. This is an opportunity, because you now live in the DFW metroplex of millions and you don't know anybody. And that is an opportunity. And so I stood up right then. I walked over to the refrigerator and on a post-it note, I wrote 100,000. And when my husband came home, he said, what's with the post-it note? And I said, I made a decision today that in 1 year, I may not know anybody now, but in 1 year, I'm going to know 100,000 people and I'm going to make $100,000 doing it. And my husband's like, well, I really like it. And I did it in 9 months. It didn't even take the year, but I did it because I knew from building my business in Las Vegas that it's really all about the relationships you build. And so I set some criteria for what I was looking for. And I just told myself that I just needed to network effectively and that I really needed to just build relationships. And so that's what I did. Changed the whole course of my business and my life. I didn't know I was going to be a speaker at that time too. And the rest, they say, is history.
Oh, that is so amazing. What an amazing story. So what are two mistakes that you have found that business owners make that keep them from this kind of massive success?
Well, I think that the first thing is that they don't have a network effectively. Like, they just don't always get it, right? And I think that is really, really important. And the second thing is that they mistake networking for selling. Totally not the same thing. And I find that the sooner they figure out that that's not the same thing and that there's a time and a place for both, that's when I think that people can become successful. But as long as they're still trying to sell when they're networking, it's not going to be really a good for them, really.
Oh, that's so true. Now, I know you have a technique. How do you turn business cards into gold?
Yeah, that's my signature thing right there. And I know one of the things I think it's really important, and for everybody, it's different, right? So I really want everybody to, if you don't have your business card right here, then just kind of visualize it in your mind. And so whenever I am with somebody in person, right, we're having great conversation, when the conversation gets to the point where we are going to exchange business cards, here's what I like to do. I like to think of my business card as where I spend my time. So for me, it'll be different for everybody else. But for me, the top right corner is Twitter, then LinkedIn, then Facebook, and then Instagram. So it might be different for somebody else, right? And what happens is when we are getting ready to exchange cards, the last question I ask someone is, so what's your favorite social media platform and where do you like to hang out? And if they say Twitter, then when we exchange cards, after that, I just bend the corner for the corner that's Twitter. And so what happens is here you have this whole stack of business cards. And instead of going home and trying to connect with somebody on every single social media platform, you know that the only call to action that you have to do is to actually connect with them on the platform that they just told you that they hang out. So think of that stack of business cards. And if that was the only thing you had to do, how much time that would save you and how much more effective it
is. Oh, that is absolute genius. What a time saver too.
Totally.
So how would you tell our audience about your three strategies for turning these connections into profit for your business?
So I always like to believe, and I think you probably do too, is the better the questions are that you ask, right, the better the answers are. And so I like to say all the time that you have to get really good here. And I know it's all about building relationships. And it's not that I don't want to know the name of your dog and your children and all those things. I do, as we're building our relationship. But in the beginning, I really want to know how is that conversation going to go. So there's three questions that I ask that are pivotal to me, that I believe that if I ask these three questions and that technique I just shared with you, that's pretty much, I can do it in 5 minutes and it tells me everything I need to know. So here are the questions. Strategies, questions, same thing. First question is get away from saying, what do you do? I just think, just get rid of it. Instead, a better question to ask is, who do you serve? I really think that when you ask somebody who they serve, it's not about them anymore. Now it's really about the people they serve. And maybe you serve them too. So it's a whole different question, but it's a whole different dynamic to a conversation once you know that. That's the first thing. The second question that I think is important to ask is I'll say to somebody, I'll say, so Jennifer, I know lots of people. And if I was going to tell them about you, what would you want me to tell them? Because now when you ask that question, what happens is now they're going to tell you the value they bring to the marketplace, right? No fluff. Right now they're going to say, oh, well, if you're going to tell lots of people about me, here's what I would want you to tell them. So now I know who you serve and I know the value you bring to the marketplace, which literally tells me a lot, right? And then the third strategy question that I ask is, so Jennifer, what is the thing that you do differently than anybody else in your business? What's your differentiator? And so really, I want them to answer those questions for me. So I feel if I know who you serve, I know the value you're bringing to the marketplace, I know what makes you different. And then when we exchange business cards, I know where you hang out. Literally, I know exactly what to do next. So when I know those three things, the conversation that we're going to have to continue moving forward is going to be so much more dynamic. We're going to be able to get so much more done. I'm going to know how to serve you, whether it's through a referral or whether it's through a collaboration, whatever the case may be, I'm going to know how to serve you better. It's so much more strategic. It's something that people aren't doing, and it's going to separate you from the crowd right there because you do that. The only thing I'm going to tell you as a strategy, though, is make sure you can answer the questions for yourself, because I'm going to tell you better than 50% of their time, nobody's asked them those questions. And they're going to say, oh, wow, that's really a great question. Tell me about you first. So make sure you can answer the questions, too. But it'll be good for you if you know how to answer them as well, because you should.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. Everybody should be writing these questions down and ready to use them next time they leave the house. Now, right now we're doing this interview during Corona, but these are strategies you can use online too.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's amazing. That's just value packed right there. Next, I want to talk to you about the C word, conversion. Talk to us about that.
So really it is all about conversion, right? Because a lot of times when people want to talk about, oh, I spend all this time doing all these things, and then they really don't know how to convert. And I always like to say that there's a formula for that. So for me, it's all about connection, then it's about conversation, then it's about collaboration, and then it's about conversion. And literally, it kind of goes in those order. And really, then the last favorite one is cash, right? And so really, I think that if you do those things, one of the things that I like to say all the time is that the only difference between a contact and a contract is the R, and the R stands for relationship.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You know, when I think of you, I really think of relationships and connections. I've never thought of you as being salesy or anything like that, because it's not about that. It's about building relationships and what you can give back when you approach networking with giving back. And you've taught thousands of people how to do that. So that is so valuable. Thank you. Now, what is your number one technique to cut your follow-up time in half?
So my number one technique, again, it always comes to asking questions, right? So one of the things that I like to do is when I do that technique, when I'm doing my follow-up, so, you know, a lot of times people like to say, oh, it always happens at the coffee shop. Oh, the magic happens at the coffee shop, right? So I always want to say, if you've done your due diligence, that happens. Because I'm sure that you and probably a lot of the people who are listening right now would say, have you ever gone and had coffee and walked out of a coffee shop and thought, there's 90 minutes of my life I'm not going to get back, right? We all have thought that. And that's because we didn't do our due diligence. So when I ask the questions that I ask, then it's when I follow up. And if we're going to meet, here's one of the things I do. And I have to tell you, Jennifer, I have a 100% success rate in people showing up for me. And it's all because of this, what I'm going to say right now. So when I'm sending my reminder, my confirmation to say, oh, Jennifer, you know, I just want to confirm that we're going to meet on Friday. And I do this whether or not it's in person or virtual. So it doesn't make any difference at all. What I always like to say is that what I would like you to do is when you write back to me, Jennifer, and you tell me that, yes, we're still going to be meeting, could you do me a favor and tell me how you would like me to introduce you to the people that I know who is an ideal client for you, like your most best target buyer, and who are some good strategic partners for you? And here's the magic right here. And then I say, the reason I'm asking you that is so that when we meet, I'll already have time to look through my database and I'll be able to bring those with me when we meet.
Oh, that is amazing. Who's not going to show up to that meeting, right?
Exactly. And then what it does, it's almost a screening process too, because it's all built on reciprocity, right? And so if they write back and give you all that information and they don't say, oh, and by the way, Patty, could you tell me that too, right? Well, that kind of tells you something right there. And so it's kind of a good screening process, really. But for me, I love doing that, because how many times have you also met somebody and they said, oh, I'm going to introduce you to this person and I have this great referral for you. And then, you know, a week goes by and then 2 weeks and you get that ucky feeling. You're like, is it okay to call and say, hey, you know that referral you said you're going to give me? I mean, it's just so not a great feeling. And so the best way that you can look like a professional, act like a professional, right, and work like a professional is to do the deliverables you say. And this is just a really great way to do it, because now when they meet you, you're serving right from the beginning. And I truly believe with all my heart that if you lead with contribution, compensation.
Oh, that is amazing. That is so wonderful. So you've helped so many people with this. And I've also noticed you grow Facebook groups just overnight. I mean, you just explode communities. Your relationship strategies have helped you to build huge communities that are very engaged. I want to let people know how they can connect with you. But first, we're going to do a speed round and so people can get to know you better. Sure. So, Patty, tell us, what do you do for fun?
Travel, although I don't get to do it so much right now. I love to make jewelry.
Oh, really? I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite quote?
Oh, somebody who does quotes of the day, that's tough. But I think my absolute favorite quote is by Jesse Itzler, and it is, I didn't come this far to only come this far.
Oh, love that one. Great pick. So who has inspired you the most in your journey?
I would have to say my daughters. If you don't know this, I have 6 daughters.
You and, do? Mm-hmm, no, I didn't know that.
And they inspire me every single day. I think that's why I love to work with women so much, because I've raised 6 daughters, right?
Oh, that's amazing. So, Patty, what is your favorite business book that you can tell people? What book has really impacted your life and business?
I would say the one that has impacted my life and business the most is The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. It's a great, great book.
Now, what is a tool or resource you could recommend?
I would say the biggest one that's had the biggest impact too for me is Trello. And I know it's so simple, but Trello for me has changed my whole business. And I had to learn how to do it effectively too and really understand processes. But oh, it's such a time saver, so much so. It's really great for business, I would say. And it doesn't cost anything, so it's a great resource.
So that's a project management platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so do you use that to manage your VAs and things like that, your virtual assistants?
I do it to manage everything, my podcast, my magazine, everything. I mean, it's amazing when you put in there the to-do, to in-process, to complete. And then within there, it actually integrates with everything, Dropbox, you know, OneNote, Google Drive. And so literally you can upload everything and put all your processes in there so you know exactly what to do. And then if you do have team, you know, a team, they can actually go in there. You can actually just share the boards with them that you want them to work on. And it's very, very effective and free.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. I need to look into that one further. All right. So now I would like people to get to know you and how they can connect with you more. So what are you up to right now? And tell us how people can connect with you.
So what I'm up to right now, this is magazine week. So it's all about the magazine right now. We're getting ready to drop the next issue. So the magazine is the Marketing Media Money Magazine. Everything for me is about those things. And so that's what I'm working on. And so they can go there at marketingmediamoney.com. So no and, just marketingmediamoney.com. And the best way to connect with me is anywhere on social media or on my website, which is pattyfarmer.com.
Oh, great. Now we'll have all those links in the show notes as well.
Perfect.
But hey, I wanted to ask you too, though, are there advertising opportunities in the magazine or how can people get exposure through your magazine?
Yes, we do have advertising in the magazine, full page ads only. I don't do a bunch of little ones. I really love doing full page ads so we really can benefit you. We have over 80,000 subscribers right now. Kind of exciting.
Whoa.
Just hit that number too. Really exciting about it.
Good for you. That's just incredible. I love everything you do, Patty. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
That was my interview with Patty Farmer. She gave so many great suggestions. I hope you wrote all her questions down, and you can get all her links in our show notes at inspiringshow.com. If you found this information really helpful and you enjoyed Patty's tips and all of her questions, please share it with someone who needs to hear it and subscribe to our podcast and all of the most popular podcasting platforms. Thanks again for listening. This is Jennifer Hensel with The Inspiring Show. Until next time, remember, you have a message and your message matters.